Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Turkana Farms. Here's Peter Davies.
Years ago, when I lived in Turkey, and in the decades following, when I summered there, I would go to Turkish theater, concerts, and festivals. My language skills were not quite up to following everything in theater performances there, but I enjoyed the very physical acting style, if nothing else. And of course, music and dance are universal. One evening, after arriving very early for a theater performance, I found myself the only person in the auditorium sitting in the balcony, bachelor's section. In the more conservative parts of Turkey, single males have typically been kept outside of the family section in restaurants and auditoriums, a practice which under the heavy hand of Erdogan is most likely now being revived. Well, from my balcony vantage point, I watched below a rather conservative-looking audience, many of the women in headscarves, straggle into the auditorium where seats were unreserved and choose their seats. The first to arrive, a family group of five, chose their seats in the middle of a row about a third of the way back from the stage. The next arrivals, arriving a few minutes later, contrary to my expectations, with no hesitation, took their seats right next to the first arrivals, and subsequently later arrivals similarly clustered around the first arrivals, gradually forming a solid block, which ultimately expanded to fill the entire auditorium. I say contrary to my expectations, because here in the West, if seats are not reserved, we almost unconsciously choose seats which do not place us in close proximity to strangers, meaning that the auditorium fills in a more scattershot kind of way. I would say that the Turkish audience I observed showed all the characteristics of flocking, that is, the impulse and need to stay close to those of one's own kind. In contrast to the very communal society of Turkey, we in America tend to express in our desire for apartness a more individualist way of being. We tend not to flock. Now, after almost 20 years at Turkana Farms, I find myself fascinated by flocking in our animal kingdom, chiefly our poultry and sheep. The most extreme example of flocking amongst our poultry are the geese. Even as goslings, which just arrived at the farm a few days ago, the flocking instinct is evident, as unlike chicks and turkeys, the goslings remain in one tight cluster for the most part, and when they do move, do so as a unit, habitual behavior that seems to only become more regimented as they age. Chicks and poults, on the other hand, constantly mill about, individually exploring, eating, drinking, and with fast pecks as they pass, socializing. The goose flock, without any sign of obvious leadership by any one member, spends its day moving as a unit, grazing the pasture, or clustered together as a tight unit, relaxing together, plumped down in the shade, or spontaneously taking to the pond in flotilla formation. In this regiment, no goose or gander goes off to, quote, do its own thing, unquote. Comically, it seems that most of the time, the beaks of the geese are all pointing in the same direction. Now, ducks are considerably more relaxed and understated about it, but tend to exhibit much the same kind of flock behavior. Turkeys are something else entirely. In their poult stage, the stage in which they have just arrived at the farm, they are hyperactive, unendingly curious, and seemingly quite inner-directed. So busy are they doing their own thing that they get themselves into unbelievable scrapes, sometimes of a fatal nature. This very individualistic behavior continues when, as very young turkeys, they are first let out on pasture. They are helter-skelter, everywhere, foraging, socializing, and escaping, in their behavior more American than Turkish. With the onset of puberty, however, their behavior changes and a kind of flocking takes place, but with a difference as they form not one but two flocks, You might say that they become more Turkish as the males form one flock and the females another, with little interaction between the two. The male flock becomes a tight, introverted unit, totally devoted to constant sparring to establish pecking order and non-stop rehearsing for the elaborate displaying and dance steps they will need to master for their future courtship. On the other hand, the females are for the most part less active and not obviously interested in the manic behavior of the males, spending most of their time clustered together looking bored on the sidelines. But they too exhibit preparations for the future mating to come by periodically escaping as a group from the compound into the pasture and nearby woods to scope out future nesting sites. Unfortunately for the turkeys, Thanksgiving Day comes before all of this elaborate preparation climaxes in the two flocks coming together for procreation. Now, sheep are probably the most famous flock livestock. Sheep not only seek out being with their own kind, they are absolutely miserable and depressed if they find themselves alone. While it is true Mary's little lamb was happily alone, it did, after all, have Mary for company. The flocking instinct is in sheep from the beginning. Unlike cattle, which drop their calves into a hidden spot, returning periodically during the first days to nurse them, once a ewe drops a lamb, the two are inseparable for many weeks thereafter. Usually, a newborn lamb is up on its legs immediately, ready to trot along beside its mother wherever she goes. The lamb is bound to the ewe, while the ewe is bound to the flock. Even when the lambs get old enough to venture from the mother for play, they bond immediately with the other lambs, forming a mini-flock, which we have dubbed the kindergarten. They happily frisk and gambol together with their fellow lambs throughout the day, returning periodically to their mothers to suckle at their teats and at night to cuddle up and sleep beside them. We have in all these years had only three sheep who, quote, did their own thing, unquote. All of them were bottle-fed and partially raised in our mudroom and thus in part humanized. Orhan, our longtime weather, showed his individuality by learning to open various latches to barn doors, gates, and storage areas, and he dog-like never lost his attachment to us. Sultana, who spent the longest time of the three in the mudroom, initially refused to join the flock when her time came, insisting stubbornly on trotting back to the house each time we tried to leave her. She could, once she finally did join the flock, often be seen off grazing by herself in the pasture, while the rest of the herd grazed some distance away. Nilufer, the third one, also danced to her own tune, but in a different way. Our practice with bottle-fed lambs raised in the mudroom is once the lamb is strong enough, we take the lamb around the farm with us as we do chores. So these lambs would, on a daily basis, visit the sheep herd and then return to the mudroom. One day, after 3 or 4 weeks of this routine, I went to lead Nilufer from the barn back to the house. She was still a tiny lamb and not fully weaned from her bottle. But she refused to go. Instead, she repeatedly turned back to join the herd. Even though none of the ewes would feed her, and she had barely started eating hay, her strongest instinct was to join the flock. And there she is today, at the barn, just having produced a tiny black lamb, probably, given her age, her last. Well, I'm sure all of us have faced such decisions, whether to join the flock or not. Where are you, I wonder, in all this? More the American turkey or the Turkish goose?
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Turkana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Turkana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of turkey for small groups which he calls an insider's view of Turkey. And his third hat is Turkana Gallery of old and antique kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website, turkanafarms.com. Their email, farm@turkanafarms.com, or 518-537-3815.